is social studies divided up into history and geography?
No, it's all in one thing now. You teach your history along as you teach your geography.
Well, now, how do you like doing that?
Well,
that seems to make sense.
That makes good sense, but I'm not a good social study teacher. I don't care.
Why is that?
Well, I don't get it across like I should. In fact, I can't see why do I care what George Washington was the first president, and he was born so and so, and he died so and so, and he swam the Potomac River, and why do I care about that?
Yeah.
To me, we need to get more of this modern stuff in social studies.
Well, how much up to date do the social studies get? I mean, about what do they get through? Maybe World War II or something, or the social studies book?
The one we have now got through World War II, just a little bit of it.
Uh huh. Well, do you try to bring in things in your class, like things about the moonshot and this kind of events and things like that?
Oh yes, we look at all those on moonshots and you know, when they launch one of those rockets or anything. I always have my class to look at that on television. And inaugurating at the president, we looked at that, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So you make a point of keeping them up to date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you think most teachers do that? Is this expected? Or do you just do that?
Now, I don't know what other teachers does in their room.
Uh-huh.
I know what I do.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting. I'm interested in what goes on in education, but I don't keep up, you know.
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you right now, teaching is harder than it used to be.
Why is that?
Well, you have to branch out more and bring in more material for the children to use. Now, you have to use overhead projectors and tapes and, you know, different things like that, record players and all that in your classroom now.
Do you think those things help?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd like to teach by the overhead projector.
Mm-hmm.
They can see when you project that on the screen, they can see what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it stays there more. And then when I get through with the social study, we have these films. I have a little film machine. And then I'll go in and get different parts of the United States, and whatever we're studying about, and show it, you know, the films to it.
Uh-huh. Well, how much time do you allot per day for each subject? Do you break them up?
I don't allot any time. If I get on something and we are interested, and I can keep them interested in it, I go on until they begin to lose interest, and then we change something else.
Well, that seems to make very good sense.
Just like math. I don't allot no time to math. I teach it as long as I think I have the interest in it.
Well, do you start with a different subject every day, or?
Well, some days you can get in three or four different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the span of a child's attention is not very long.
Yeah, I know that. Uh-huh. So you just watch them then and see.
And you just watch them and see when they're losing interest. You can tell.
Uh-huh.
Mighty quick. And as far as these television programs, they're not worth the time it takes to... These science programs and math programs and stuff. Why, those children are not more interested. I say when you have to force a child to look at something, or force a child to do something, you haven't accomplished much.
No, the child's not going to learn much either.
No. You've got to make them want to do that.
Uh-huh. Well, now, how do you develop that kind of thing? Is that just by watching and...
Well, you begin talking about it, and they'll get an interest and start to build. You can see it building up.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever have any discipline problems?
I don't ever have any.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're fortunate. Well, when children start getting up and bouncing around the room, what do you
I don't ever have any to get up and bounce around the room.
Oh, you don't? dad. I'm just
I don't know if I have any.